podcast that, you know, it's
like, this is
a podcast, man, that brothers, we gotta tell the truth how we feel, you know, because a lot of shit is going on, man. I lived it. How old are you?
30.
30?
Just clock 30, yeah.
I'm 72.
I think my father's same old as you.
You better not say your granddaddy.
Nah, hell no. Nah.
That's father, cool, too. That's cool, too. Because if your granddaddy is cool as me,
and
see, that's what we need. We need a podcast on what's real and not no bullshit of, you know, and that's cool, too. That's another episode.
To feed them audience.
But right now, you know, I know people that want to get together that, you know, tell your view, tell our view.
But it's dope you got different generations. You know what I mean? Because I'm under, as you under me, that's my older brother. Yeah.
Daughter?
Huh?
You got daughter?
Yeah.
I remember.
We get
I'm so old. I remember when Martin Luther King assassinated.
You so old. You about
what? Yes, sir. I was in elementary school going to. You know, but it was so sad because all the white people and everybody was crying. Martin Luther King, you know, and I'm like, oh. No, that was Kennedy.
I was the
black name was Muhammad Ali. God damn it! No, his name was Cassius Clay.
Bruh. Hey, welcome, man. Welcome to the podcast, man. It's your boy Almighty, man. I am here with the big dog. This is the Bruh Talk podcast. We got Bruh Talk from all generations right here.
Yeah, we have
babies. You know what I'm saying? We got the 30s, the 40s.
50s.
We're going to skip
the 60s.
Yeah, we all in the 70s.
Wait a minute. You didn't say mine.
Yeah, in the 70s. We skipped the 60s and going straight to the 70s.
No disrespect.
My brothers used to process their hair.
We talking about age-wise.
Okay.
The conscious-wise, so your mic is right. What's y'all's mic right there? Do you know what I mean? So when you talk
about the errors covered,
that's that mic.
Our mic's all errors covered.
So we got, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can still talk, but just consciously, it's going to pick you up from right there. Just, you know,
we got all errors covered, so.
Good thing I didn't put some shit in there to burn it up.
Man, you about to burn the mic up.
Yeah, man, you put it on the damn
first episode of official Bruh Talk, and the biggest bruh gonna burn the mic.
Let me get serious. You at my house, you at Papa's house, and it's like you put the mic on what Papa burns incense on.
Damn. To clear all the evil spirits and everything.
Because he's back when I used to do it, we used to put the mic right here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but I only got two mics. This is that low budget joint. You know what I'm saying? It's a low budget Bruh Talk too. We get to high.
It's okay. We're gonna keep it popping all the way through.
Oh yeah. When we get to high budget Bruh Talk, we're gonna be sitting in the lounge. You're gonna be able to puff that and smack that. He's gonna be able to sip that and DJ that, scratch that.
We gotta get one when we on the barbecue pit.
Oh yeah.
Let me get that lighter, please.
The Bruh Talk is the Bruh Talk. So you know, we got the dog in the car. I'm pretty sure the mic's gonna fit. Your name is Snoop Dogg.
We got the beast in the back. He over there howling.
That's Duke right there.
He's trying to say put me Duke in a video.
Why you name him Duke though?
Well, because my other dog was named Snoop.
That's not the truth, no.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. But the other dog was named Snoop.
You lie.
No. So he got it from somebody. My brother got it. He got it from somebody, I believe, in Vegas, and they named him Duke.
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't really named
him Duke.
Oh shit! Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, the other dog was named Snoop.
It was Snoop.
And Snoop.
I thought you just said it was a lie, but then you just said it's true.
It is true. Okay. I was moved out by me. You know, my brother was here at the time.
This is my son. He lived with you.
Yeah.
I didn't even want
another
dog. It
was like years ago, you know, yeah.
I did not want another dog. You know, and all of a sudden, they come up with this dog. When my dog,
the dog passed away.
When Snoop was dying, he was old, like, leave him alone. And his ass came, was biting him. And hey, rest is history.
No, yeah, they, no, no, you going back to your first one. You're going back to before Snoop. You had that dog. He was getting old.
Oh, the Shepherd. Brought
Snoop. Yes.
You brought back Snoop.
Shepherd.
Yes. Snoop was with Rex.
Rex. We had Rex.
Rex
was an old man. All different kind of names of dogs in this
world. Snoop, and Snoop would just be one of your playful and everything else. Yeah, Rex
was a good dog. Then they brought Snoop, and Rex was on his way out, and Snoop was biting on his ass.
Yeah. Get your ass away from me.
He's like, "Go hit me, motherfucker." It's like, "Ah, damn."
Oh, like, I needed that.
Wait, how long y'all been here?
85, man.
Been here 85? Almost
4 years.
85. I wasn't even born in 85. Originally in Nigeria, born and raised, and then Tennessee. And
you
then
speak Nigerian?
Oh, yeah.
Let me hear.
What's he want here?
Yeah, Womp Gate. Touch like motherfucking. Like, Womp.
The fuck did he say? You don't know no cat named John, man. I haven't met this cat named John. Nigerian.
No, that's not Nigerian. That's like Jamaica shit.
John just got out of jail or whatever. I met him at DMV, man. You know, I brought him over here too. You know,
I'm trying to remember.
And he was going around in Maverick. I just met the cat in on the strength. We was cool the first day, and I started taking him around, you know, so he started going to the little places where he needed to go and everything.
Yep.
He just lost a big check. The check was for about 40 grand or whatever.
Pops, how you feel about that?
Coming up on it.
How do I feel about that?
That's crazy.
That'll bring a gangsta out in the motherfucker. Yeah. You know, you lose 40 grand, you be like,
hello,
hey man, what's up? What's up with my 40 grand, man? Hey, man, I ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah. Well, hold on. When you lose 40 grand, you replace the check, though? This was a lawsuit that he had, and he got the money. They gave him the check.
Between me and you.
And he lost the check somewhere.
Is you going to tell me, no, motherfucker, yeah,
so
you do.
So if he ain't cash, they going to issue him another one. But
40
he
grand to make, make a gangster come out of my
You know what? Like, that happened to me. Because
your wife be like, what's up with our 40 grand? You be like, don't worry about it. I can handle it. A month later, she be like, what's wrong with that 40 grand? You're right. God damn it. Let me call this motherfucker. Now you ain't going to answer. You be like, okay. Okay.
I was at my job. Threw away 600 bucks on an accident. Well, I'm over here nervous looking for the keys and everything, bro. It was, because it wasn't balled up in an envelope. And you know, when you ball it too much, and I had trash in my pockets because I was getting up because the big boss came in and I'm looking for the keys. Like, oh, man. Threw it in the trash. Didn't realize it until I came home. It was all like, I'm going to have to put it in the bank. Bro, I was hurting so bad.
I don't feel $10.
Bro, I was hurting. I was hurt.
I don't know. Y'all talking about, bro, I kept someone's old family.
Man, let me tell you.
I just got my check, though. I just paid stuff. That's but, rough. Man, it was hurting. It was hurting.
See, that was your fault.
Oh, no. That's
I remember one time. Yeah. I remember one time. I cashed my check. It was $2,000.
I knew it.
Hey, it was $2,000. And that was before I went to the bank. I just went to the cash checking place. And I got out of the car and I'm counting my money. And the wind said, and it blew it into a fence. And it was a freeway on the other side of the fence. And it was the ivy. No, ivy, just ivy.
No
side
poison.
Of freeway in California. And I ran over there, man. If you would have took a picture of that shit, you saw a desperate ass man. Shit. Blowing shit everywhere, and I'm catching every one of them. I think I probably lost $10, you know? I'm in the ivy. Everybody's saying, man, what you doing? I said, I got it, bro. You know?
I got it, bro.
And I count all of it. I was like, no, look, brother, never do that again. Never get out of the car counting your money in a windy day.
You know, I've always thought about that. If that ever happened to me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what would I do if I lost some, like, money just blew up to the wind? Bro, Anybody that touched that money, his family, friends.
You've been like OJ Simpson. You've been in jail. Don't let nobody out this motherfucker.
Nobody. Yeah, really? Bro, what? I need every dime, please.
I got bills to pay. Hey, don't let nobody. Ain't nobody leaving it. OJ went to jail for what was that shit? You remember when he got
he went to Vegas, back, went in the room.
How that shit happened? And they said, don't let nobody out this motherfucker.
You don't remember that?
Man, I wasn't even here.
I can remember time, man. Later on, I had like $3,000. Just got paid. And I'm counting my money again like stupid motherfucker. And somebody ran in the back of me. You know, I was on Vermont Avenue by LACC back in the day. And I'm counting my money. And somebody's like, I was like, motherfucker, I forgot about the money. It was in my lap. So when I got out and went to the back. I said, what the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? White lady, she's like, I'm sorry. I was like, sorry, bitch. I'm like, God damn it. You know, and I looked at the damage and stuff. It wasn't that much damage. So I got back in the car and I drove up from Vermont by LACC and, you know, all the way up to La Crescenta. So when I got out, I was like, all that money fucking money. Oh, I said, oh, my God. Brother was, Richard was with me. I said, damn, my money. So I drove back down the 2 freeway and I got on Vermont and I'm driving and I see my money going like this. On the yellow line. Going like this. So I stopped the car and I ran and a dude car was right there. He's like this. I done like this. I sit there and I reached down and he looked down. And he's like, motherfucker. I was like, this, if you would have looked down, brother, you know, you would have had $3,000. Uh-huh. I got back in the car. I was so happy, man. But those are learning processes of dumb shit that you shouldn't do no more.
Okay. Yeah.
Never go into if you got a diamond ring, you know, wash your hands. Never take it off and sit over and wash your hands. You know, it's
so
like,
how you supposed to do that then? Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I've lost some real
pocket. Put it in your pocket.
Put it in your pocket, man.
Yeah.
Why is that so far to think of?
No, we because
we're thinking we're gonna grab it and put it back up.
Listen, I've had glasses that you go like this. You sit off and you sit somewhere, you're trying to be cool. Get up and walk away. Y'all seen my glasses? Don't take this shit off.
Yeah.
Those are bad habits that you're gonna forget. You know, so if you have a ring, a watch, fuck, you gonna take it off and leave it in a pub,
I did
in
that
a restroom
at Taft High School.
Yeah,
Taft High School in the they had a janitor's a room and everything.
Yeah,
I went to use the restroom, washed my hands, took my ring off, set it to the side, was cleaning my hands and everything else, messed around, walked off.
I'm telling you, man. If you're
a couple of days
come
later,
up,
I'm like,
you probably be looking for another dick. You'd be like, what happened?
What happened to
I
you?
Left my dick right on the counter right there.
Why would you want to do that?
I was washing my hand.
I can see that really. Yeah.
My mother used to say, if your head wouldn't hook to your head on your shoulders, I said, you would lose your head. I said, you're probably right. I'd be like, mama, you seen my head.
My mind is over here while trying to do that.
I'm
always going to
say that shit. I'm like,
don't do that shit. Yeah.
But then it makes double sense, thinking. Though, like, real talk. Double thinking.
Those are things that you never do. You know, it's like, if you take your ring off, put it in your pocket. You know?
Man, I do it now.
And it's like, even if you don't put it in your pocket, you're going to put your ring in your pocket with your keys, and you pull your keys out, and your ring gonna fall. You know, those are bad habits. That
worst of all, you gonna find it in the dryer when you whitewash your clothes and everything.
Or your ring, if
it's
real.
And then she gonna test you, where your ring at?
Your wedding ring.
It's in the drawer somewhere, and she gonna let it go on for a while and everything.
Man, I did some shit I would never tell y'all.
I mean, you done brought it up now, though. Like,
but I still ain't gonna tell you.
What the hell? That kind of takes away from the whole.
I know, but
that's kind of like it's a part. Oh, that's crazy.
Right.
That's you crazy. Understand?
No, I mean
you don't understand.
You just brought it up, though.
You got a woman at home?
No, I ain't got no.
Woman. Well, you ain't gonna understand the shit I'm talking about.
You know, you be doing the same thing.
I even went too far with this shit. My wife be like,
"What the fuck are you talking about?"
be at night. Be like, what?
That's not what it was.
Talking about.
Everybody been there. Everybody been there.
But if you give them an event that happened, they'd be like,
oh, I know what it is.
That's what really happened.
Yeah, you give them that timeline.
Uh-huh.
Break it down.
Hey, and it could have been 50 years. They'd be like, yes, you know what? Fuck you, man.
Hey.
I'm gonna get this pussy to somebody else. Oh, shit. We've been married for 6 years.
I was about to say, what you mean, like, giving?
Huh?
No offense.
Who you gonna give it to?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No, that was just a, you know, that ain't
really scenario. Yeah, that's a
he
scenario.
Yeah, he ain't. He ain't just saying itself. It's just
like, yeah, scenario. It's just a. You know, the worst, you know what I'm saying? Didn't happen like that.
Never did.
You know, the funny thing is, everything plays out. You know, but at the end, everything don't look like what it is. As long as you got a story, it sound good.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it sound good.
I got some real stories,
man. It's just to please the audience. That's what we do, you know.
I'm from Watts, California, back in the day before the Watts riots. You know, went to church every Sunday. Matter of fact, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, Bible school and all that stuff. Because I was a baby. I remember, man, when my mama used to wear the white gloves when we was going to, I had to hold her hand because I was a baby.
Oh, that's like, that's old. Oh. Mm-hmm. White, like gloves? What women still wore gloves?
Spit, dry anyway? Spit in your eye and she'd be like, come here, baby. You know, I remember my daddy used to have a damn handkerchief in his back pocket. When he went blow his nose, you got to put it back there.
Oh yeah, we still do that shit back there. I ain't gonna lie.
So we was going to church and he reached for that shit. I was like, oh, I'll be down, motherfucker. What you say? Shit,
you ain't touching me. I know what that is.
Hell to the nose. You ain't. Hey, yo. He like, come here.
Everybody
come
know
come
we
here.
Ain't touching.
No, you not.
Hey,
oh no,
I know
you
what that is. You
yeah,
I know what that is.
But as a kid, you ain't even thinking about that shit.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
You see your daddy go like this.
You already know about that. Hey. You already know about that.
Damn,
you seen him.
Hey,
you ain't gonna wipe that on
me.
No. He be talking shit to me like, yeah, then.
No, I got that.
And put it back in his back.
No, no.
You know what's funny, though? You know what's funny about this movie, what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
They react to this, but they're reacting about you.
Yeah.
You talking about your dad today.
My daddy, man.
That's crazy.
That's the funny because you know.
The generation.
It's like, yeah. It's like, you know, you would drink, you know, like me and my brother. It's like, that you had deep. To, I'm not drinking from off the same cup. You, I'm going to turn the glass. I'm gonna tell you, if you was drinking,
man,
right
where's
here,
your brother though?
Yeah, it's my brother. But it's
your
was,
dad.
It's,
yeah. I mean, come on, that's the
back
same
in the day.
Jeans,
that's the same. Hey, blowing your nose ain't the same. Now your mama's glove, and she go like this, and you know because y'all left the house at the same time. She put on some new gloves, and she go like this.
What? Did you wash your face?
And you be like, yeah, and she like this. And wipe the dry shit out your, you know, that's your mama. Yeah. But your daddy, he had the damn handkerchief in his back pocket, and you seen him every damn day.
Oh,
and he put it back in here. You know, and they was like, no, you don't. No, you don't.
Did
no.
You wash it?
And that's all men back in the day. And when you see him break out the handkerchief, it'd be like, because my dad used to wear Dickies, the beige Dickies. And he could have been a gangster because he used to have his. Now he didn't have his handkerchief hanging out like Snoop and all of them.
But they didn't have gangsters like that. I mean, they had a club, but they have gangsters like that, right?
Not per se, like the gangsters that you have, like y'all know.
They had gangster ways, though.
My dad and them used to play them numbers and shit.
They had gangster
you
ways.
Know, and he was from Louisiana, and he had a straight razor. You know what a straight razor is? When you shave back in the day, you kind of fold it and you shave with it.
Yeah, the one they could snip.
Yeah, exactly. My dad used to shave with it, and he had one in his pocket. And he was cold-blooded, man. And when he got drunk, if he said, hey, old man, he was like, what the fuck you calling an old? And really? And yeah, he's from Louisiana.
That's crazy.
And he would say, motherfucker, I cut your motherfucking throat. And when he said motherfucking, that razor came out, I cut your motherfucking throat. And they were, whoa!
In sync.
Motherfucker, I cut your motherfucking hey, yo! Hey, yo! And people be like, whoa! Old man, what the fuck you call old? And my brother would be like, hey, dad.
Shit. Right. Yo, that's crazy.
And that's what me thinking about it. It's like some Harlem.
Exactly. I was thinking about that.
Like, you get a vision when you see a movie.
I have a movie, and you ain't been, but I'm telling you. Shit, I got one. It's cold, brother. But anyway, this is not what it's about. It's about
unity.
You guys are old heads now, and I'm an old head. Old head.
Triple at this point on me.
Done the wrong things, done the right thing for a while. You know, I ain't rich, but damn it. What is rich?
Life is rich.
Yes.
See, that's the thing. See, for example, in Nigeria, like one thing that we age is very important. Like, it's not about, like, you can be 1 year older than somebody.
Yeah.
It's very important. You got to give them that respect. That's your senior, right? And people always like, well, it don't matter. We like, it's, bruh, that age, that distance,
right.
If life is a school, which life is a school, this person is older than you by a certain, there's a reason they that much older than you, why some other people in their class had died.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why they live. You got to give them that respect, you know what I'm saying, that, hey, somehow, somewhere, this person made it up this way. I need to figure out what you did, you know what I'm saying? So. Appreciate you, you know what I'm saying? Even if I don't know you, you did something right, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Appreciate you, you know what I mean? And that's the respect of age, you know what I mean?
It's not necessarily, you know, back when we was coming up, at least when I was coming up, a year, 2 years, that was a lot. Because when you was 13, y'all was still 11, 12. I was much older than you. Because I reached my teens.
Yeah.
I can't hang with y'all no more. Now, I got to hang with my brother over here that they was in their teens, you know, because, you know, you're a little child, you know, and it was like, but now once you reach 30s and your 40s, and someone is just, you know, a few years.
Where's Rock?
Over here.
Who's there? Jeremy. Oh my goodness. My friend Jeremy used to have braids on.
It's broad talk, but we got the mother of the house. We got mom in the house.
Yeah.
We're filming and everything.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I
take one?
Yeah, well, everybody get one.
Show.
Mom brought us some Taco.
Let me see what we got.
Are we on it?
It's a good interruption. Uh-huh.